Hey, welcome to today's podcast. The phrase shadow work is becoming more mainstream recently, especially with the shadow work journal that's been everywhere. But I think it can still be very vague or confusing to see how it presents in real life to show why it's important to do it at all. Because it's rooted in the subconscious mind. So it's hidden in a sense. So I think examples help. And don't you worry, friend, my life presents so much material. I'm going to talk about how you know you hit someone's shadow or that yours was activated, as in my case, if you're willing to give that awful mirror a little look-see. And trust me, it is so worth it. It sucks. At the time, shadows are like an invisible ball and chain that influences all of your perceptions and reactions. Well, that sounds crappy, Christina. Yes, it does. But we also have the ability to transform that heavy chain to a beautiful necklace we made ourselves. There is something so awesome and awful about chasing down triggers and figuring out what the hell was that really about? And once you bring it into your awareness, then you can uncover the wound or the limiting belief that's driving your triggers and reactions, because then you have a choice. And choice is so important, especially to those of us that have had major traumas, because consciously choosing is empowering. You can invite it in like a friend that's been hurt to chat. Instead of them regularly throwing a mosh pit in your front lawn whenever certain things are brought up, right? So listen to what happened. My friend is very creative and makes jewelry and made me a bracelet. Beautiful. Side note, it had this really interesting healing crystal called Gaspiite. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Known for, get this, helping you let go of your old inner child issues and emotional problems that stem from your childhood. Does she know her audience or does she know her audience? So my husband and I are driving and I look at my bracelet and I go, this bracelet is so pretty. She's trying to get a website and like do something with them. Okay, cool. Nothing to see here yet. But then he says, hey, maybe you could put them on your platforms, helping her monetize it. Well, this is where I assure my ego that I am safe to share this, this next part. I got real defensive, real reactive, real quick, like 0 to 100. You guys remember that old rap line? If there ain't nothing, won't be nothing, huh? This applies to your reactions and responses too. If nothing else is going on, you would just answer like someone just asked you if you would like some water. You're going to be like, no, why are you asking me that? No, you would be neutral and just respond like a normal human being would with a simple yes or no and not have an emotional reaction, right? Well, I did. Yep. And you may be thinking, what's the big deal? Ah, yes. The big deal is a belief built inside my subconscious mind through my experiences and conditioning. It's like a South Florida swamp in there. You know a ton of shit is in there, but you can't quite see it until, wait for it. I was so upset. My husband, like many of us that have brought up something innocently with someone to then get like a huge reaction back, which is another example of why we don't take anything personally for agreements. Read that. Oh, and he totally did. We're still humans over here. If the punishment doesn't fit the crime, something outside of the situation is attached to it and is activated. My brain interpreted that statement as a threat. So then, like a mad scientist, I chased down the trigger. Why is that a threat? Why is this a threat? Why is this a threat? What do I not want to see in myself here? What is it? I wasn't calm in my reaction. I wasn't calm in my response. There are stories and beliefs attached to it, have no doubt. Remember, I said I was defensive. My ego was defending us to get me out of facing the real culprit. My own shadows around money and monetizing things I'm good at. I had been having my own block with doing the same thing for myself. And when he suggested that I help her do that, it was putting a spotlight on the pain point, on something I didn't want to see. So we push it away as fast as we can. Reactive mind, lashing out and making you look like the bad guy in 3, 2, 1, lift off. Damn, there it was. My husband was like, I was just trying to say how you could help her. Yes, that makes sense. Rational and logical left the building, bro. Nah, my ego was like, how dare you show me where I am limiting my damn self? Right? Oh, and when it finally comes to me, it's such a mixture of emotions like awe and oh shit, light bulbs just like exploding around me. And I want to prepare you for that too, and how to integrate that shadow. And also for you to keep in mind to have compassion and empathy if you are in my husband's position as well. What may be going on the other side. It was the next day when I finally figured out what was really going on. And I legit sit there when these things come to me like I just got the plot twist to a crazy movie. I am usually like, oh my God, that was what was really happening. And let me tell you, it's a double-edged sword. Relief to finally figure out, and then sadness and shame of a part of you that you may not be proud of. This is where the real work and shadow work comes from. It's, yeah, the chasing, the investigating, your triggers and patterns are key. Figuring out the underlying issue, another key, but the change, the alchemy of using what seems bad for good comes from you seeing that side of you lovingly, accepting them like a friend that just told you something super awful and embarrassing and uncomfortable, giving that part of you compassion and understanding. How does this look in real life? Well, I may go into meditation and speak to that part of me and validate the fears and feelings that are there, because just like with our kids that have a boo-boo, as I tell my son, oh, I see your boo-boo. I get that hurt. He detaches from it and moves the hell on. When I was a kid, I was told, as many of us were, you're okay. No crying. You're okay. Well, now I'm not. Now I need to prove to myself, even as something I just keep inside, to most likely come out as a misplaced anger as an unhealed adult, by the way. The truth, I will hold on to it just because you told me not to. Calm down. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to calm down. That's how our brains naturally work. As weird as that sounds, when you validate your shadow's parts, the truth, without judgment, with compassion, you accept them, you release the emotional attachment to it. Here is where you can help that side of you, or have this kind of conversation with someone like your partner or your child, if they are comfortable doing so. I'll give an example of what I tell myself, like I would a dear friend. Aw, Christina, I totally get your reaction. It's so painful to see that you are still holding yourself back, still a part of you that feels wrong for and doesn't feel worthy enough to get paid for what you are naturally good at. I get that, especially after healing so much. healing, we feel ashamed. Ashamed that we still see ourselves this way. Now, you may want to hug or hold yourself, which also soothes your nervous system to handle the emotions that may come up. Essentially, you are doing for yourself and others whatever you would do for someone you deeply care about. And you may still have to frame it in a way that it is an outside person if you are still viewing yourself through the harsh eyes of those that surrounded you growing up. I totally get that. You can then work on healing the faulty belief system that is driving it. In my case, self-worth. That what I do, even when it doesn't fit what I was raised to believe is quote-unquote normal or worthy of being paid for, that it's wrong to make money if you are not suffering, right? And the list goes on and on with the faulty programming. And then I tell that part, whether you figure out how to heal it or not, you can still greatly change how it affects you and your actions on a daily basis. Saying something to yourself like, it's okay to not have it all figured out. It is. You are welcome to be here and do not have to lash out or react harshly to get my help. I see you now. Sounds a lot like conscious parenting, right? We are essentially reparenting ourselves in every which way, right? What that does is it helps your future reactions become compassionate responses. This can come up again and again through other situations, but the vicious cycle of running from that side of you and taking it out on yourself and others can stop. Just in case you still don't see how this would work, I am going to give you a perfect visual that just came to me to drive this sucker home why you want to do this. You ever seen a movie? A guy has had a few drinks, down on his life, walks into a bar, and he gets one of two responses. First one, he's ignored or told to get the hell out. What's the reaction probably going to be like? Fucking Fight Club, right? Usually gets crazy. And everybody feels worse. It's damaging to all involved. And he's probably going to come back with a vengeance next time. The other response. The bartender allows him to sit down and listens compassionately to his struggles like a therapist. We've all seen that scene, right? How does that scene go? He just sits and talks, maybe even feels better, right? He's not likely to go off the wall yelling and breaking shit when he is welcomed in, messy and all, and seen and talked to lovingly, like a human. That is your shadows. When you are the compassionate bartender, instead of the asshole club bouncer from the early 2000s, to the sides of you that you want to kick out, the response is night and day, right? It can be so different. So to recap, identify the triggers and patterns that does not make sense. 0 to 100, real quick. There's baggage attached to it. Then ask yourself, why does my ego see this as a threat? What do I not want to see in myself here? And then get to the real shadow work, finding the root issue it's associated with and seeing, accepting, and speaking compassionately to that side of you. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We're all going through the same things, friends. Have no doubt. Sending love to all the parts of you. Yep, even that one. And I'll see you on the next one, friend.